إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، يقول الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب من الشرك إرادة الإنسان بعمله الدنيا، وقول الله تعالى: من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. شيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى in his book كتاب التوحيد chapter 36 according to the English translation, in this new chapter من الشرك إرادة الإنسان بعمله الدنيا، من الشرك إرادة الإنسان بعمله الدنيا. That it is considered an act of polytheism, of shirk, that a person do righteous deeds but he intended for worldly gain. That is the good deeds, righteous deeds for the dunya. And the Shaykh, he began by mentioning the two ayat in Surah Hud, ayat 15 and 16, translation in English: whoever desires the life of this world and its adornment, we fully repay them for their deeds therein, and they therein will not be deprived. Those are the ones for whom there is not in the hereafter but the fire. But the fire. And lost is what they did therein, and worthless is what they used to do. Naam Abdullah.
Chapter 36 or 7.
They may be off. Some books are off. Just look at the chapter, the name of the chapter. Some books are off, some maybe one number. So you may have 37. Alright? Yeah. As long as you be on this chapter that says مِنَ الشِّرْكِ إِرَادَةُ الْإِنسَانِ بِعَمَلِهِ الدُّنْيَا. And these two ayat of Surah Hud. What do you have in your book? 37?
Yes.
Okay, they off. For whatever reason, Allahu A'lam. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى: مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد بيان أن العمل لأجل الدنيا شرك ينافي كمال التوحيد ويحبط العمل، ويفترق عن الباب الذي قبله، أي الباب الذي قبله كان في الرياء، كان في الرياء، ويفترق عن الباب الذي قبله أن هذا عمل لأجل دنيا يصيبها، والمرائي عمل لأجل المدح فقط. The relevance, the Shaykh began by telling us the reason why Shaykh al-Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Wahhab, introduced this book, this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. What is the relevance of this chapter and this title here to Tawheed, to Islamic monotheism? He says in this chapter, the present chapter indicates that when good deeds are intended for worldly gain, they entail polytheism, shirk, وعياذ بالله. And pay attention, we live in this dunya. And as a human being, we, subhanAllah, we have to constantly check ourselves. What do we do? Things for what? Aynan. This act of polytheism violates the perfection of monotheism and renders one's deeds void, وعياذ بالله. Look how dangerous this is. Because it's an act of shirk. And also, this makes a person's action that they perform for the dunya void. Meaning, no benefit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh, he says, this chapter differs from the previous chapter. What was the previous chapter?
Riyah,
show off. He says, this chapter, however, differs from the one that came before it, which he was about showing off and riyah, that the former it deals with the deeds that are intended for worldly gain, while the latter deals with the deeds intended for getting praise from people. So this chapter here is about actions, both of them are about actions that are not done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for Allah. Both of them, they share this. And the believer should do all actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he get paid for those actions. The ulama, they said, for instance, somebody who's teaching Quran, religious affairs, somebody who's teaching, an imam of a masjid, and the like. Somebody who's teaching Islamic studies and the like. Alhamdulillah, because they need their own payroll, but they should correct their intentions. They are not doing it for that. When it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should have a sincere intention that they're doing it because of the good, to disseminate the good amongst the people, to teach the sunnah, to teach tawheed. As for the pay, they're just because they need it. Just because they need it, but that they're not doing that work for that. You give me, I teach. You don't give me, I don't see you. You don't know me. And this is not good. Cannot bargain like that. Na'am, person makes some living, but not to make it the purpose. But the purpose is to spread the deen of Allah, to teach the people the sunnah and the like. So he says, so both of them share the same thing. They void the deeds and they are not done for Allah. But in the previous chapter, that a person doing it for the people, hoping for the praise of the people, while in this chapter, a person doing that same deed, but doing it for the dunya, for a worldly gain. The Shaykh explained لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. Such people we have in the hereafter nothing but the hellfire. قَلْ لِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا إِلَّا لِلْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Why? Because whatever they did, those actions, are righteous actions. That apparently, these are righteous actions that lead to the Jannah. But what is the problem here is that these people, they perform those actions that are from the actions that lead to the Jannah, but they perform them only for dunya, for worldly gain. That's why a person intends by his actions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah, not for the dunya. ما معنى الآيتين إجمالا. Then the Shaykh mentioned the general meaning of the two verses in Surah Hud. The two verses in Surah سورة هود. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن من كانت الدنيا همه وطلبته فنواها بأعماله ولم يلتفت للآخرة جزاه الله بحسناته في الدنيا إن شاء تعالى، كما في الآية الأخرى في سورة الإسراء: من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم يفضي إلى الآخرة وليس له حسنة يعطى بها جزاء، وليس له حسنة والعياذ بالله. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى says the meaning, the general meaning of these two verses, that this is about a person who his main concern in this dunya. The dunya is in this person's heart. It's connected to it, attached to the worldly life. Like that's his purpose. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Rather, the believer, his main purpose is to make it to the Jannah, not the dunya. And he takes from the dunya what keep him on the path that lead to the Jannah. The believer doesn't make the dunya his purpose and mean he takes any way, any path, does whatever to get more of the dunya. No, the believer, he make his purpose is to please Allah. And then if anything from the dunya come his way or her way, they check, is this is halal or haram? If it's haram, they say, astaghfirullah, they leave it alone. But the one who makes the dunya his purpose, he don't care. Halal, haram, like, man, I gotta get it. I gotta get that. You see? But the believer, it's not about the dunya. He's just passing through. He's a traveler. Just passing through. He takes from it the necessary provisions to keep going on in this journey towards the hereafter. So, if anyone is like this, have this condition, we have to correct ourselves and check our hearts, our intentions. Dunya is tricky. I know. Can be sinking in it. That's a deep hole, man. Try to get ourselves out of it. And this doesn't mean that a person being lazy and negligent and no job, no work, no nothing, and he become a burden on the community and on others. Why? Dunya, chapter, kitab, tawhid. No, you have to understand, have the right understanding. You have to have the balance. You gotta work to make halal living, to take care of yourself and take care of your family. Because neglecting the family, that's a sin. That's a big sin. A man is responsible to take care of himself. Neglecting oneself is bad too. For a person to become a burden on people, that's bad. Even if that person is going to sit in the masjid and read Quran all day, and now he's hungry, give me. No, he has to take care of himself. And then come to the masjid, alhamdulillah, and recite Quran and do things. Likewise, if a person has a family, has a parent, for example, they live with him, their older parents, they cannot work because they've done so much for him. That's his responsibility to take care of his parents. He's not going to like just, I don't care, I don't want to do no dunya to keep me away. No. This is a part of the necessities. He got to make some living, whether he apply for a job or start some business or whatever the case, to make enough living for him and for his parents. He's not going to be in the street, him and his parents in the street. Likewise, if he's married and have children, or he's married to a sister, that she has children, maybe he doesn't have children. So as long, whatever the case is, he has siblings maybe, I'm just giving examples. Somebody may have, also he may be the oldest, and maybe his mother died and parents died, his father died, and he's the oldest now, and he has small children, and there are his sisters and his brothers. So now he that's his responsibility to take care of them. Give them the enough things, you know, that they have a place to stay and some food, not like luxury. Otherwise a person is going to be asked in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to their families. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يَضِيعَ مَنْ يَعُولُ. It is a sin that a man neglect those that he's in charge of. Of course, the ulama, he mentioned this is not just about food and shelter, it's also about the most important things, spending time with the family and being there for them and teaching them the deen. That's two things, a balance. Not just going for the dunya and neglect the children. Some people, they have jobs, they hear about a job in another state and they just leave there. They go, oh, I'm going to get more money. It happens sometimes, especially for oils and stuff. Like some states to have oil and they pay better. And you find that person, he just go there for 8 months, a year. And then the family, his wife, she's struggling with all the kids. And especially if that man did it for years, these children, they grow up not knowing him. They don't know who he is. They hear about the person, he's the father, but he's not in their life. And before you know it, they become teenagers and Allah al-Musta'an. The ulama, they mentioned this is one of the things that a father should pay attention to. Na'am, find a job, but you gotta be around your children. You can't be away for a long time. Can't be away for a long time because you're responsible. We are responsible to be there for our children, to be there with that woman that you are married. And that's what caused a lot of problems. And that's true. I know for real, for sure, because people call me and stuff. And we know a lot of questions that when we, in the ilm online, when you read the fatawa of our noble scholars, especially the fatawa of our time, it's a lot of questions like that. The man, the woman, she's complaining because the husband, he's not around. But this man, because of a job, he has a job. It's not like he's not around because he stays up partying with his friends or whatever. No, this man, he has a job. But that job keep him away from the children. Months, weeks. Even though, mashallah, that brother is going through a lot of things to provide. But the wife and the children, they need more than just money. They need more than just a nice house and good food on the table. No, they need the father to be there to guide them. Come here, son. Come here, daughter. It's not like that. It's not like this. And our wife too, she married that man to be with her, not just once every 6 months or 4 months. Come and show up for a couple of days and leave, pack and leave. Naam. Just wants to mention that because, alhamdulillah, the reminder benefit the believers. And we all live in this life and we need to be reminded. This reminder is for myself first, before for anybody else. So, what we were saying, remind me, Muhammad.
Person who makes his purpose for the
dunya? Ayna, that was for the general meaning of the ayat, right? The Shaykh Sarih al-Fawzan. So Shaykh Sarih al-Fawzan, he says, whoever make his main purpose is this life. That's his main purpose. Wal-iyadu billah. And intends it in all his deeds, paying no heed and no attention to the hereafter. This person will be repaid by Allah for his deeds in this life. Subhanallah. If Allah wills. If Allah wills, He will give them what they wanted, what they run for in this dunya. That's why you see people, yes, they make money, they have properties and this and this life. No, Allah give it to them. But Allah the Exalted says in Surah Al-Isra, verse 18, the translation into English, whoever should desire the immediate, meaning this life, we hasten for him from it what we will to whom we intended. Not anyone who run after dunya get it. Some people, they run and run, get nothing but nothing. They still, man, baby, are running away from the masjid, away from their families, away from the obligations, away from the deen, away from classes, away from reading the Quran, dunya here, there. Still, they still the same people. No, they ain't make nothing. Subhanallah. That's why he said, for whom he wills, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they run after dunya, Allah give it to them. Some people, they run after it, still don't get anything. But the believer, and may Allah make us from those who are successful,
Amen.
Is the one who always make his main goal is the hereafter. That's what I want for myself and for my family. And for my community too. I want them to excel and to be successful in the hereafter when we stand in front of Allah. As for this life, nah, alhamdulillah, we're going to try. We're going to try because it's not haram to make money. It's not haram to be rich. As long as you do it from means that are halal, and it should not be the main goal that take us away from the reason why we created. No, a man should work hard, alhamdulillah. But with this balance, with these conditions, gotta be halal means. Be careful. On the dunya is like a current. You know the water?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel it, it's kept pulling you in. And the more you're in, the difficult you what? You become to get out. Now, those who swim, they know what I'm talking about. So, be careful, man. We'll create for the here, for the hereafter.
can you mention the ayah again?
The ayah 18 in Surah Al-Isra. Okay? The ayah 18 in Surah Al-Isra. But this person, the Shaykh, he says, who make his the dunya his main purpose and make him forget about the hereafter, his obligation towards his Lord, obligation towards himself, his family, and his community, then he may get, Allah may give him the dunya that he is running after, that keep him away from the hereafter, and may not. But in the akhirah, he comes with no good deeds, waliyadu billah. Nothing. مناسبة ذكر الآيتين في الباب. And that's true, Allah, ya akhwan, like it says, we sometimes parents come to us and we take ibrah. Me personally, when a family come to me, whether it be a father and mother, grandparents sometimes, they come and they, wallahi, you feel sorry for them. Some people, they come and they got a lot of money and subhanAllah. But then they come, they sad. They don't have that joy and happiness that they thought the money was going to buy them. And they like, look man, he worked so hard, man. You know, and he gave his children everything they needed, talking about the dunya. And they live in a big mansion and travel when they were kids from a place to another place. They've been all over the place. Mecca was not one of them. Okay, they were in Europe, they were in safaris, in Tanzania, in Kenya, they were all over. And they eat good, sports, this. But then what is the problem? Now they're teenager, they're on drugs, they're this, they're that, they disrespect them. Nothing, man. Nothing but trouble. What is the problem? They neglect them. As Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he says, and the most of the children who are corrupt, because their parents neglect them when they were young. That's what happened. It's like a tree. Just put it in there, and even if that tree, alhamdulillah, is growing, but it's growing crooked. Now, after 15 years, wanna like straighten it, what's going to happen? It's going to break. Now, it's going to be right there when you start move, you know, leaning, Now when you're going to strain it, that's when you're going to put like stick in there, because it's still fragile, it's still soft, it still can bend. But now after it's already toughened, now you want to bend it, it may break it. That's what happened. And sometimes when we present these questions to the ulama, and subhanAllah, they didn't know much to be done. Except alhamdulillah for the fact that that parent, at least they recognize that they did something wrong. And they repent to Allah and they ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope for the mercy of Allah and spend a lot of charity and sadaqah and subhanallah. And now some parents, they said, what am I going to do with all this money now? SubhanAllah, look at me. His daughter, she's not Muslim anymore. She'll run with a kafir. You see? Huh? His wife, she's already left him too. Two children in jail. You know what I'm saying? Others on drugs. They don't pray. Some of them, a'udhu billah, they say there is no God. That's true. They're like, listen, man, that Islam of yours, keep it to yourself. No. Sad reality. And that person, he thought now, he was hard, working hard, here and there and there and that. He thinks that's what's good, what a father should do. No, it's not the case. Gotta be with your children. Spend time with them, quality time, check with them. They see you in the morning, they see you in the afternoon, they see you in the evening. Any job they're gonna keep you away, you gotta look at the situation. Ask the ulama. Read more about it so that you can be around your children and around your family. مناسبة ذكر الآيتين في الباب. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله أنهما بينتا حكم من أراد بعمله الدنيا ومآله في الدنيا والآخرة. The relevance of these two verses to this chapter, meaning once again, why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab selected this ayat as a proof, because this is very important. It's not like the ulama, they don't just go randomly get any ayah or no. The ulama, Allah gave them fiqh. Gave them fiqh and understanding. And the Shaykh, he tells us why. He says, because these verses state the ruling on those who seek after worldly gain. They run after worldly gains through deeds of righteousness. You see? They do it through deeds of righteousness and shows the desire or the dire consequences of such deeds both in this life and in the hereafter. And in the hereafter. So once again, he says these two verses, they mention the ruling of anyone who intends with his righteous deeds, the dunya. He does the righteous deeds, but only for the dunya. And also this ayat mentioned the place and the reward of this person in this life and the hereafter. Ayna. ما يستفاد من الآيتين. So therefore, if anybody is doing something, a righteous action in this life, gotta intend to please Allah first. If people give you something or you make some living, that's okay. You're helping somebody, you're teaching somebody, or you have any things that has to do with righteous actions, first of all, have the intentions for Allah. Ayna. And I gave you an example before that. For example, somebody who is teaching Qur'an. Even though some of the ulama, like Shaykh al-Albani, he sees that the one who teaches Qur'an should not be paid. This is Qur'an, this is the book of Allah. But however, other of the ulama, they said it's okay if the man is in need. If that's all he's going to be, because he's going to be spending a lot of time, that's okay. He doesn't have money. But if the person has money, he should be. That should be sufficient for him. But if he needs none, it's permissible to take what he needs. But he should intend that, look, I'm doing this for Allah, teaching the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ says, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. And I'm teaching these classes. He's the imam of this masjid. He's a teacher in this Islamic school. You see? Now I'm going to do this because the Muslims need to learn Tawheed, need to learn, be warned against shirk, they need to learn the Sunnah, be warned against bid'ah. This salary, I'm just taking it because I need it. If I don't need it, I'm not going to take it. And he don't ask for raises. Now you got to give me, I don't do this. No. He does things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الآيتين أولا فيهما أن الشرك محبط للأعمال وأن إرادة الدنيا وزينتها بالعمل محبطة لها. The first of the benefits that shirk void actions, waliyadu billah. This action that is a good action, but it is void, nullified, waliyadu billah. And that anyone who intends by any actions, the righteous actions, intends a gain in this life, a worldly gain, that make his actions void, waliyadu billah. So you can imagine a person for years, that's what he's doing for dunya, but he's doing actions of righteousness for the dunya, stand in front of Allah, got nothing. So Allah salamu al-afiyah, may Allah protect us.
Amen.
Number two, فيهما أن الله قد يجزي الكافر وطالب الدنيا بحسناته في الدنيا ولا يبقى له في الآخرة حسنة يجازى بها. Likewise, in the second benefit, the Shaykh says that in this life, Allah may reward the unbeliever, the disbeliever, and the seeker after worldly gain for their good deeds. But in the hereafter, they will have no good deed to be rewarded for. Whatever they do it for, yes, Allah still gave them that in this life. But in the hereafter, they have nothing. And that's what it counts. This life, ain't nobody stay here forever. But what counts is when we stand in front of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah make our stay easy in front of Him.
Amen.
ثالثا, فيها التحذير الشديد من إرادة الدنيا بعمل الآخرة. Likewise, this ayat, they warn us, contains a serious warning for us, ikhwan. Everyone should check himself. Whatever you do, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to please Allah? That's the right way. Some money come with it, some dunya, alhamdulillah, because you need it. But it should never be the purpose why a person performs righteous actions. It should not be because of the dunya, because of money. Now, because this is something that is pleasing to Allah, beloved to Allah, I gotta do it. I gotta do my best, to the best of my abilities. But it's not about money. But if anyone find within himself, because we know we're human, yaakhi, we're talking about man, you think we're talking about some other people in another state or another country? No, we're human. Sometimes, man, the dunya, we be like, yeah, can you, yaakhi, spend some time with my children? And then the first thing that come, okay, you don't even say that. They have to protect yourself. Nah, if you have to make arrangement and that's going to take away from your whatever you used to do, and you need some compensation, nah, but it should not be the main purpose and objective. Okay? So this ayat contains a severe warning for anyone who intends the worldly gain by actions of the hereafter. There are actions for the hereafter, but look, so he wants, instead to get the reward for the hereafter, now he want to get paid now. Can you imagine? He want to get paid in this dunya, wal-iyadu billah. Number four, فيهما الحث على إرادة الآخرة بالأعمال الصالحة. That the Muslims are urged to intend by their deeds the reward of Allah in the hereafter. That's why you pray, that's why you read Quran. Not to read Quran for money, like some ignorant Muslims do. No, they do that. They go places and read Quran for money. Some they go even, they with that, this action that is not permissible, they add others, innovations, and they go to the graves in some Muslim countries, especially on Fridays. After Friday, the graveyards are packed. With what? With ignorant people, especially women. And these people who they go there to recite Quran for money. That recitation is a bid'ah itself. It's not permissible to hire, it's not from Islam to hire a man and he go to the grave of his father, her mother and recite. And it's not permissible for those man reciters to accept money and to engage in that action. And they be fighting each others. Whenever somebody comes, they be fighting on the graves. And he be like, I'm coming. And he's reciting here, but his eyes on who they trying to get the most. Wal-iyadu billah. Sometimes they even fight physically. That's my customer. That's my client. They make it as a job. I know. And as soon as somebody gives them the money, they stop reciting and go to the other. You didn't recite enough. You didn't give me enough. And a'udhu billah. Jahl. Ignorance. That's why the aqidah is very important. Make a person humble. It's not about this life, man. Where is Qarun? Where is Fir'aun? Where are these big guys, man? That we just read about them now. That's it. That's going to be me one day. Nothing gonna help us except good deeds. Not just performing good deeds. A lot of people perform good deeds, which looks at us. May Allah accept from us. We see each other coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, but hey, that's not enough. Unless and until we gotta be careful and check our intentions. Nobody can do that for me. I gotta do it myself. As for the brother, they just like, oh, Jazakallah khair, man, that's a good brother. Yeah, right. You think that's going to help me? No, man. What's going to help us is when we look at what we do, not what the people think of us. What we do or why we do it for. Are we doing it correctly? According to the sunnah? Not according to bid'ah innovations? And why are we doing it for? Are we doing it for Allah or are we doing it for something else? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
Ameen.
And help us and aid us and
Ameen.
Keep us firm upon His path.
Ameen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this dunya
Ameen.
And the evil within it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to stay firm on the path that leads to His pleasure. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.